National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, thank you for joining me today. It's so nice to have your company. It's an odd thing when you're in a radio broadcast studio, because you've got your crew and, you know, you've got the people downstream at the syndicators who do all the technical stuff that bounces the sound from the studio up on the communication satellites. And they're brought down by the tuning in devices of our valued family of radio stations across America. But in essence, you feel like you're talking to yourself. So it's nice to know you're there. If you're driving, stick your arm out the window and wave high. See if anybody else is waving high. You'll know they're listening too. Cool beans. Well, it's May, people. May. People say to me all the time, what's the best month to travel? The entire world is gorgeous in May. But, you know, there are some destinations, it doesn't matter what the weather is. It really does. I'm New York City, London. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Paris. Because there are so many things to do that don't require you to be out standing in a field. There are some destinations you don't want to be there in bad weather. You know, and bad weather could be anything from a drizzle to rain to a hurricane. Bermuda. Almost everything there is to do in Bermuda is outside. You want to golf, you want to tennis, you want to lie by the pool, the beach, go swimming. Beautiful destination, you just don't want to be there. You know what I used to say? In Bermuda, when it rains, and rain is a blessing. You know, it's what keeps the grass green, and what keeps the trees happy and the flowers blooming. But in Bermuda on the first day when it rains, people sit in the lobby of the hotel and talk to one another. On the second day, they play bridge. On the third day, the management of the hotel passes out guns and they play Russian roulette in the lobby because you're ready to kill yourself. There's just nothing to do. And I have actually been in Bermuda when there was 3 days of rain. And that's true also of most beach island destinations, as opposed to Malta, which is an island group destination, but with so much to do, it wouldn't matter what the weather is. Although I was there in March and it was glorious. And Ireland. I think there are people that pray for rain in Ireland because it's a good excuse to go into a lovely hotel lobby lounge or a pub and sit near the fire and have something yummy to eat, and while everybody else will enjoy maybe a Guinness or something else with a kick to it, my drink of choice is a much softer beverage, and I'm just as happy. But there are so many things going on in Ireland all the time. And later today, I'm going to take you off to visit with Jim Deegan. He's the director of Rail Tours Ireland First Class. And you literally, if you're going into Dublin, you're only going to be a few days. You're not planning on renting a car. This is a wonderful way to get out of the city and get to see some of the countryside. In a day, a 2 day, a 3 day, a 5 day, 4 day, 9 days. They also have an 8 day, 7 nights. And you can go and, you know, but you could literally leave in the morning, like 7 o'clock in the morning, and get to see Limerick, the Cliffs of Moher, the Burren, Galway, and be back in Dublin in time to go to a wonderful, pampering, fun hotel. So I figured this hour we ought to talk about a wonderful, pampering, fun hotel. It is one of my favorite places, not just in Ireland, not just in Dublin, but on the planet. You have to have a special place in your heart for a hotel with a sense of humor. And when I think of hotels with a sense of humor, the first one that comes to mind is the Morgan. And the Morgan is on Fleet Street. And I'm not looking this up, but I'm going to tell you I'm pretty sure I'm right when I say it's 12 Fleet Street. The only thing other thing that comes to mind, an address, international address that's 12, is Via Montenapoleone. Oh boy, this is a tough one. Via Monte Napoleone Dodici, which means 12, the Dodici part. That's the address of Versace in Milan. There are some addresses you never want to forget. 12 Fleet Street, I think it is where you'll find the Morgan. In Dublin 2, which is Temple Bar, and when you see, often you'll see promotional photos of Ireland and promotional photos, particularly going to Dublin, you'll see happy people walking in a crowded street that's filled with pedestrians, even though cars go through there. That's Fleet Street. So you're in the location. It's like if you know Greenwich Village, you know Soho in New York, it's that kind of a fun place, and it's walking distance to most of the things you want to see. Of course, you can always hop a cab or a bus, and if you want to go farther distances, you can hop on the Lewis. I have to find out what the letters mean of Lewis, because Lewis is spelled L-U-A-S. What is that about? I don't know what those letters stand for, so I'm going to find out. And if you want to go even farther, take a little trip to a quaint filled fishing village called Hoat. H-O-W-T-H. It's spelled like oat. I mean, it's pronounced like oat with an H, but it's spelled H-O-W-T-H. Cute little place. Or Dalkey. Dalkey Castle. You take the DART, Dublin Area Rapid Transport. But for the most part, if you're at the Morgan in Dublin, you can walk to Trinity College. You can go to so many other places. And let's go talk with Declan Curtis, the general manager of the Morgan. And if you have to miss any part of today's show, remember, by the middle of the week, this show will be podcast at travelers411.com. You can download it, take us with you. And it'll be archived at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, in the show notes, the forums, the every place. So let's go talk to Declan Curtis right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
On the line with me, live from Dublin, in Ireland, is Declan Curtis, the general manager of the Morgan. I want to remind you, if you can either fly in and connect, or you live in driving distance of Hartford, Connecticut, there is new service that is wonderful from Bradley International Airport in Hartford to Dublin with Aer Lingus. And I've done it twice round trip now. Once last October, about 5 weeks after they started that new service. And in, I guess it was in May, maybe February. I've done it twice since. It's lovely, really lovely. Of course, you can fly from all over the nation, and there are, you know, lots of opportunities, but go check it out. Mr. Declan, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I told you, ask anybody. I'll tell you. So, you know that the Morgan is one of my all-time top-rung favorite hotels.
Yeah.
Do you think in one sentence you can explain to people why?
It's quirky fun right in the middle of Dublin, and I don't think there's anything more I could say about it other than that. It is very quirky, it's great fun, and it is right, as you mentioned earlier, in the middle of Dublin. So,
you know what? Quirky and great fun, not only in the design of the hotel, but the staff is a little goofy. And I'm going to do something that I hope doesn't embarrass you, because we're going to take a quick commercial break. And during the break, I sent you an email, and you were gone for the day, and your auto reply came up, and I'm going to read your auto reply to my audience. I've never read an auto reply like this. It's so Irish, and it's so the Morgan. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie.
We're down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin, like Falaldita. In Mullingar that night I rested them so weary, started by daylight, next morning light, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and drink, and that's the Paddy's cure when there he's on for drinking. They hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style to touch a heart above, and he asked me was I hired and wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Declan Curtis, the general manager of the Morgan Hotel. So I wanted to get him on the air with me to talk about a few different things. And we were talking in the last segment, if you missed it, and remember, the podcasts go up for a year and you can download every show, and we generally, God bless our tech team, get the podcast and the archived audio, which stays forever. The podcast stay for a year at travelers411.com and sabrams.com for the archived audio. Although, you know, just go with the search engine, just crisscrosses everything, you know, it's just all cross-referenced. And by the middle of next week, that'll be available for you. So I wanted to get Declan on the show today because we're going to be talking later with Jim Deegan, who's the director of Rail Tours Ireland First Class. And, you know, if you're going to go and do one of the tours from Rail Tours Ireland, you need to be staying somewhere in Dublin. You're going to stay somewhere in Dublin town. My first place I always check is the Morgan. See if they're, it's a very popular place, people plan in advance. But you never know, you know, when there's a date somebody just canceled or whatever, and you can grab a room that might not have been there last week. So I send an email to Declan Curtis, the general manager of the Morgan, and to tell him I want to get him on the air with me to talk about, you know, what fun it is to stay at the Morgan and why. And I get this auto reply. Thank you for your email. I am back in work on Tuesday, 9th of May, 2017. But if have won the lottery on the lotto, which would be the lottery for us, on Saturday, this is the last email you will ever get from me. So in that case, perhaps contact James. Thank you. Declan, and in parentheses, show me the money, Curtis.
I didn't win, so it's been working.
What numbers do you play? What are your favorite numbers?
Oh, we do quick picks here, you know.
Oh,
we don't put too much thought into it, you know.
I have to tell you, a lot of people in Western Massachusetts have won on scratch tickets and let the computer pick the numbers. And my senior producer here, David Isby, has been very lucky from time to time, but I think he buys a few too many tickets. So I'm glad he wins now and then.
Yeah. We only play it when it's big, you know.
Yeah, I just know that my numbers are going to win on a date when I don't have a ticket. You know that's going to happen,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and the few of here drives you on.
Yeah, huh? How big is the lottery these days, the lotto in Ireland?
The domestic one was 12 million.
12 million euros. That's about, yeah. It's about 10% more. So it's about $12,100,000.
And then the Euro Millions, which gets played on a Friday, was 36 million, I think.
Huh. We have lottery tickets that go up over 500 million. And the thing that drives me insane, because I am very logically driven, and my mind is sorted out with little shoeboxes in my brain where everything is organized. When we have these unbelievable mega-jillion prizes,
yeah,
and people go and stand in line for hours to buy a ticket because it's this huge jackpot.
Yeah.
In general, there is one winning ticket. And this isn't just local. This is like a whole American thing.
Right.
So hundreds of millions of tickets have been sold, and there's only one combination in the entire nation that won it. And that happens consistently. It's not like just once in a while. It's all the time. And you just wonder. I mean, you know, I have a conspiracy theory mind, so if I were writing a novel, the rest of it would explain how it's rigged. Because how does that happen? You have so many people and so many more people than normal if it's just a $10 or $20 million jackpot, that doesn't draw out as many people to buy as when it runs up hugely. So you have to almost wonder, do they make sure nobody wins so it runs up hugely? And they don't want to be bothered with the accounting for, you know, 54,000 people won. So now they've got 54,000 winners they have to give checks to.
Yeah.
If they were going to be a screenplay, that's how my story would go. So, in any event. But, you know, generally speaking, to be a general manager, there's a certain personality skill set that's necessary.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons that I enjoy interviewing general managers. And if you just joined us, I'm talking with GM Declan Curtis at the Morgan Hotel on Fleet Street in Dublin, Ireland. And the skill set includes not only a detail-oriented mentality for making sure, you know, attention to detail in the running and management of the hotel and its staff, but also warm, fuzzy, friendly people who smile and are pleasant and engaging and, you know, are there to welcome guests when they arrive and solve any special needs or requirements they may have. And, you know, can deal with the air conditioning just broke. The executive chef just quit. A group is checking in. There's a woman in the lobby with a baby, and there's a guy with a dog standing there that's frightening. The guy or the dog is frightening people, and take care of it all with a smile at the same time. I mean, that's the definition of a GM. But in spite of all that, I've never gotten an email quite as hilarious as this one.
Yeah, I suppose all of those things sounded like last Friday night for me, Stephanie, you know, so.
Somebody once described it to, I bet you might even know him. Terry Guinan, do you know him?
Yeah, I know the name all right, yeah.
He was very much involved with the Commonwealth Hotel on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. I love this man, and he is an Irishman. And I don't mean an Irish-American who, you know, never been to Ireland and just sort of knows that he's got Irish ancestors. Now, this is a, you know, off-the-boat Irishman. And I've had him on. You know, if you go and you Google, it's like a Google search on our website. Our search engine will go and put in Commonwealth Hotel and or Terry Guinan. I think it's G-U-I-G-N-A-N maybe?
Yeah.
Don't know if I spelled that right or not. You'll find, I had him on once to talk about something that he referred to as the perfect storm. And he was the managing director of the Hotel Commonwealth on, I think, was it the 300 Commonwealth Avenue? It's, you know, you get the right room, you look out the window, and you can see Fenway Park from inside the hotel, from your accommodation. It's right next, around the corner from Fenway Park. So, yeah. So you had a perfect storm last week, did you? We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And I want to talk about your Mad Hatter tea and other outrageous things that make the Morgan a place that just lifts your spirits. This is Stephanie Abrams. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp. InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Declan Curtis. Declan is the general manager of the Morgan Hotel. It's located at 12 Fleet Street. Now, that's probably the third time I've said that in Dublin. Dublin, too, which is like the happening area of for tourism. This is where you want to be. I mean, it's a great hopping, happening, fun location, and in walking distance of so much in Dublin. But have I got the address right? Because I'm doing that from memory, Declan.
You're 100% right.
Uh-huh.
12 Fleet Street.
The first time I was at the Morgan, what's the, it's the Morgan?
The Morgan, yeah.
The Morgan.com or the Morgan Hotel? Morganhotel.com.
I think I'd know that.
Yeah, well, and you can go to S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com. Put the word Morgan Hotel and add the word photos, because we've got some fabulous photos of the Morgan online that we've taken. And then there are photos that the hotel's uploaded in our member photos at travelers411.com. So the first time I came to the hotel, we were there for four nights, and we checked in, and I'm walking down the hall from the reception area where you first come in to the elevator, and as you walk forward to the left of you, there the architecture is such that it looks like there used to be a stairway there, and they enclosed it in sheetrock and, you know, painted over it, and so you get that angled, you know, what used to be a stairway look. Only it's just a wall. And I've got a spot like that in my living room where the steps to go upstairs happen. And underneath the stairway, we installed a wet bar in the living room with a nice marble counter. It's pretty and it's functional because if you want, you know, a drink or whatever, you've got the water there. And or you want to water the plants, you don't have to carry the water from the kitchen. So I use that space underneath. In a lot of places, they put up some doors and they make a storage closet area or something. Well, underneath that empty space, there's this crystal chandelier on the floor. And I'm thinking to myself, the electrician or the decorator, you know, got called out for something else or went to lunch or, like anybody that's ever done work in my house, their truck broke down. Of course, they all have brand new trucks, you understand. So I figure we're in the wrong business. If you want to be in the right business, you want to be in repairing brand new trucks, because that's always a story they give you. Sorry, lady, can't come today. The truck broke down. So I'm figuring, okay, this guy gave up in the middle hanging the chandelier. And I say guy pejoratively, because if a woman was doing it, she would have stayed till it was done. But anyway, I go to the elevator, I go upstairs, I go to my room. Okay, next day, come down, chandelier still laying in this cubby area under what used to be steps. I'm thinking it used to be steps. They may have just have built it to create a cubby area. On the third day, it's still there. And it occurs to me that all this time, not only has it been there, but it has been lighted up. So there's some electricity happening. If it's lighted up, why didn't somebody hang it? And on the fourth day, it finally occurs to me, dummy, it's there because that's where they want it to be, on the floor. So it's kind of the signature goofiness of the hotel. Yeah. Yes.
In a nutshell, that's us. That's us.
Right? How long? Now, there was a general manager that I knew and knew well before you. I don't know if he's still around, moved up in the system, moved on. I don't know. But how long have you been, Declan, with the Morgan?
3 years.
And when you first came over to take the job at the Morgan, had you been in the Morgan before? The first time you were in the doors when you came to interview?
Yeah, I had. So I was aware of it. And when I met the previous owner here, I raised my concerns and I said, look, I don't think I'm the guy for you, you know? And he said, why not? And I said, because this is far too cool and this is far too funky. And he said, you don't worry about cool and funky. We can teach you that. All you have to do is run the hotel. So, and it's been that way ever since, you know? I've learned the cool and I've learned the funky. And now when I'm in a meeting and I'm coming up with ideas, they're all looking at me going, where does he get these ideas? But you begin to think like the building, you know? So anything we do, anything we promote, the question I always ask is that very Morgan? You know, I get brochures sent over to me to approve and they're black and they're white and I'm going, no color, very boring, let's change it, you know? So even as I doodle now, as I talk to you, Stephanie, I'm using a luminous pink marker to do it, you know? So
it's, and that wouldn't have been
creativity going, you know?
That wouldn't have been you 4 years ago.
No, definitely not, no. I think the team around me keep me young, you know? So
you're not an old guy.
I'm not an old guy, but I'm not as young as the young guys. But, you know, the young guys haven't failed on certain things. So when they come up with an idea, you kind of go, well, why not? It's a bit crazy. Why not try it, you know? So,
you know, I'll tell you a funny story about why not.
So,
when I was in college, I was taking a psychology course. And the final exam had multiple choice answers for certain questions. It had some essay questions. And the last question on the exam, you know, the other questions were, you know, about Jung and Freud and this one and that one. And, you know, describe certain psychological, you know, illnesses or symptoms or whatever. You get to the last question. And the last question was, why? That's it. Why? So some people decided to choose their own subject. You know, why does the sun rise? Why does water evaporate? People wrote all kinds of goofy things. They just, you know, why what? And they made up their own question.
Yeah.
Some people wrote because. Question was why. The answer was because. I wrote, why not? Which turned out to be the answer the professor was looking for.
There you go.
And when you, and because, you, that was wrong. You got some credit if you were creative with applying why to something that, you know, a question that bothered you.
Mm.
But if you put because, that was wrong. And it was wrong because it assumed that every question has a right answer. And, I mean, that when you're running a hotel, you have to look at the, well, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, you're better off to try it, see what happens, rather than just sit there and let nothing happen.
You know, there's a guy, I think he's retired now or else he's gone somewhere and I've just lost track of him. He used to be the general manager of the Naples Grand Hotel, which became branded Waldorf Astoria, and then new owners came in and dropped the brand, and I think for a while it was a Hilton. This guy was Hunter Hansen, for those of you listening in Florida. And elsewhere, those of you who are Marriott people, he was with Marriott for over 20 years. Great guy. And I was looking for a hotel on the west coast of Florida to talk about on the air. And I came across this hotel, and it's huge. It's on this, like, I don't know, a million acres. You know, it's just huge, right on the Gulf Coast of Florida. And I called him up, and I said, would you come on the air with me and talk about your hotel? And we had a lovely chat. He was the nicest guy. And I said, okay, give me your email, and I will send you some stuff to confirm date, time, whatever. And I get back the email from him with the information that I wanted from him. And I read down under his signature, and it said, Hunter Hansen, general manager, name of the hotel, his mobile phone, and his office number, and his whatever. And then under that, it said, and this is the first time I ever saw this, and I thought he made it up, but since then I've seen it in a lot of places, so it wasn't original to him. But I credited him with it for a long time. I fell in love with him over it. He wrote, the answer is yes. Now, what's the question? Now, that's the kind of person I want to work with. That's the kind of hotel I want to go to, where that mentality is what runs the place. We're going to take a quick commercial break. The answer is yes. Now, what's the question? We're going to come back to talk with somebody cut out of that same piece of cloth, Declan Curtis, general manager of the Morgan Hotel on Fleet Street in Dublin 2, Ireland. Don't leave me.
Hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I guess you're wondering why I am enamored with the Morgan Hotel on Fleet Street in Dublin. Firstly, it's in a fabulous location. Secondly, this is a hotel, the staff is wonderful, but the hotel itself has a sense of humor. And everywhere you look, whatever you're looking at will put a smile on your face. And when you get to your accommodation and you open the door, it is so fresh and bright and clean and relaxing, and you feel like you stepped into Alice's white land, because everything is white. The floors are white, the furniture's white, the bedding is white, and somewhere in the room there is going to be a splash of color. And the color of late has either been like a kind of grape lavender kind of color or a raspberry kind of color. And the bathroom is wonderful. And the shower is fabulous with this rainforest shower head that I like to stand under for a week or two till I turn to a prune. And just everything about it is lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. How many accommodations do you actually have at the Morgan? How many people, how many rooms and suites are there, and how many people can you actually, heads in bed, sleep in the hotel?
So I have 129 rooms, so I can accommodate 260 people.
You know what? If you had asked me to tell you how many rooms you have, I would have said probably around 70, because
yeah,
you never feel like there's that many rooms in the hotel.
Yeah, no, it's we're tight. Our site is tight, but we're four floors, and we're actually going to add in another 39 rooms.
Where?
In 2018. So,
are you buying a building next door? Or are you adding onto the roof?
We're going up. We're going up.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, we have permission to do it. So,
are you going to be taller than the Guinness storehouse?
No. No.
No, because I think there's some zoning law that nothing is going to be higher than that. You know, it's
yeah,
a city of non-skyscrapers.
Yeah, we're only going as high as the hotel car park across the road, really.
So, oh, okay.
That's as high as it is, and it doesn't impact on the city sky. Once you look at it from O'Connell Bridge, which is out around the corner.
Is somebody going to lift up that Airstream trailer thing and put it on what it will be the next new roof?
Yes, we'll have to lift it off, construct, and then lift it back on.
You have to see this thing, people. They bought an Air, you know what the Airstream trailer looks like? It looks like a silver sausage or a big bullet, you know, this round thing. And there are people in the U.S. who are obsessive about Airstream. There's an Airstream club. They have jamborees in the summer, and tens of thousands of Airstream owners show up somewhere in America for, you know, this big jamboree. And anyway, the last owner bought an Airstream, had it gutted inside, and made into a kind of pub club setting with seating and table. And is there a bar in there? A
little dispense bar in there as well, yeah.
Yeah, and they put it up on the roof, and when you take what is currently the penthouse, you have access to that. So you've got the, if you want to have a party, this is the place to do it. And so you're going to have to get a crane, because that's how they got up there the first time. It didn't fit in the elevator.
Yeah, we lifted it in from the keys.
Wow.
We shut the street and got a big lift in and hoisted it up and dropped it over, yeah.
So now it's going to have to be taken down, put in storage somewhere until four stories go up, and then it's got to go up on top?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it.
anybody who has lived through construction, the only thing that's better than, you know, it could be worse, at least you're not living there. I mean, you're working there and you're dealing with all the problems that are associated with making sure everybody's well looked after during this and nobody feels the, you know, infringement of construction going on. But I have lived through living in the house while the house was being doubled in size, and it almost killed me.
Yeah,
the doctor could not figure out what was wrong with me because I was such a happy camper. All these men came with their little lunch boxes every day. It was like hi-ho, hi-ho. Yeah. You know, they all came to work, and all those, you know, specialty people, carpenters, masons, sheetrockers, you know, all these insulation people, everybody showed up to do all this work, and I was so thrilled because this house was being made magazine gorgeous, and I was so sick the whole time they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I was later told by a specialist that living in a home under construction will give you the same symptoms as soldiers on a battlefield.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awful. I'd never do it again. No, the last time we expanded in the house that we're in now, we bought a house two blocks away and we lived in that until the house was done, and then we sold it and moved into the house. Back in the house, because it almost kept, literally, they thought I was dying. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And nothing was wrong with me other than the stress of living in a house under construction. But you'll get through it. It's different when it's a business, you know.
Yeah, it's easier for us because we can shut down sections.
Right.
So we can actually take that section and shut it down. We don't have to be restricted. It won't impact on the other part of the hotel.
So
we're lucky.
Well, a construction elevator be created on the outside, maybe behind the hotel or somewhere, so that they're not coming through the service.
No, we're building a platform, and we're going to work from that platform, which is raised above one of the exits.
So you're going to get, so Finn McCool, Ireland's giant, is going to get a big slingshot and put the people in where you'd normally put a rock or a stone in the slingshot and just shoot them up on the work area. Is that how that's going to work?
Yeah, we have an access laneway that's in the middle of the hotel, and we're taking that access and we're building above that.
Okay.
To create a workstation, and we're going to base all the workstation from there, so that way it doesn't impact on customers in either block in the building here.
That's fabulous. So, I think I need to write that story. I think the expansion of the Morgan by Finn McCool.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. You can sell the book in the lobby. Yeah. Oh, along with my book that I hope to God is finished in the next 30 days, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland. Listen, I love you good, and I can't wait to get back to Ireland. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying up.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.